me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever come back.
The World Series started this week, and essayist Ernie Dido joins us on The Spark to celebrate our national pastime a bit closer to home.
I'm a sports fan, but not a baseball fan. They say that soldiering is 99% boredom and 1% sheer terror. To me, watching baseball is similar in that 90% of what you see is warm-ups, spinning, adjusting your hat, coded signals, jogging on and off the field, more warm-ups, adjusting your shirt and pants, and finally, only 10% real athletic action. Don't get me wrong. I understand why it is called the perfect game, but I also sympathize with why it is not called the beautiful game, like soccer. That being said, on a warm Tuesday summer night, I felt an inexplicable siren's call to attend a Clover Hill Bucks baseball game versus the Stewart's Draft Diamondbacks in the first game of a championship series. It intrigued me that these guys played with the same intensity and competitiveness as the zillionaire pros do, but without the monetary compensation. I was also curious as to what the crowd would be like. So, out of curiosity, more than love for watching a game, I went to it with my family. From the field level where we sat, I felt a bit of kinship with the right fielder, whose most difficult task appeared to be keeping his head in the game. His job would have been the supreme test for me. There was certainly a lot more activity in the stands than in the pitching duel this game was turning into. The game was certainly a good excuse for community members to get together. A friend of mine who was a season ticket holder for the Redskins told me that people form community and friendships with the other ticket holders who squeeze into the uncomfortable seats around them year after year. At Clover Hill, it seemed to be an extension of the community already formed and a means for strengthening it. The whole place was abuzz with socializing, from the little leaguers chucking the football on the sidelines to the young singles and older fellows sipping cold ones off the back of pickup trucks behind center field. This was not just a baseball game. This was like a potluck with cheap hot dogs and an occasional stray fly ball that infused a moment of excitement into the discussion. I saw mechanics with grease under their nails, yucking it up with wealthy businessmen, gaggles of giggling tweener girls marching in group formation, mothers talking with other mothers about the latest bargains, farmers in heated discussions over regulations, and a group of spectators with Down syndrome waving their arms in animated conversation. Like the kitchen where families inevitably find themselves spending the most time talking, this baseball game reconnected school buddies, birthed business deals, and inspired lovebirds to explore new relationships. I found myself becoming not so much a fan of the game, well played as it was, as of what the game had fostered here in the Clover Hill area of Shenandoah Valley on a Tuesday night. Computers and entertainment systems were set aside for one night to bake what appeared to me to be a slice of real American community pie under the banner of the Bucks baseball team.
I don't care if I ever come back, 'cause it's root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame, 'cause it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Ernie Dido is a video producer based in Harrisonburg. He asked if it would also be possible to mention that he's husband of Katrina Dido, the food goddess of A Bowl of Good. I told Ernie I'd think about it.